The Institute for Redefining Wealth offers a 12-month journey to help you redefine wealth using our unique yet proven framework for financial wellness. We'll be your accountability partner, providing clear success paths, resources, and motivation to keep you on track as you work toward your professional and financial goals. Join me along with purpose chasers from all around the world as we level up pillar by pillar to achieve the lives we say we desire. It all begins with a 30-day authentic alignment audit to identify areas of your life that just may be out of sync with your goals. You'll gain access to in-depth training modules, categorized podcast selections, monthly pillar themes, and challenges with cash and prize giveaways, as well as a resource library tailored to your chosen membership level. For more details, visit redefiningwealth.institute. That's redefiningwealth.institute. I can't wait to see you there. So one of the things that I am really enjoying about the Redefining Wealth app is that I'm getting to know so many of you as purpose chasers. And in this month of Stop People Pleasing, as we've been kind of reflecting on episodes week to week together inside of the app, and I'm reading your comments, something that I've been getting a lot of even in my DMs on the app is, Patrice, how am I supposed to say no to so many things that I've already committed to? And baby, I have been redirecting people back to this episode from 2018, because this is a lesson I had to get down for myself in order to truly see my purpose accelerate. It's called I'm Not Above Backing Out. It's from 2018. And if you are struggling with saying no and releasing things that may have supported you in a previous season, but you know, to really walk in your purpose, you got to say no to some things, this is the episode for you. Listen to this. And now, in order for me to finish strong and recommit to simplifying my life, so that I could focus on the 80%, which is what matters to me, building out what this community really could be, that I would have to let go of the 20% that sucks up so much of my time. The stuff that makes me busy, not necessarily productive or profitable anymore. And it's the anymore part that I have really been marinating on for the last couple days. It's like, what worked for you in one season, I think Sharon Beeson said that on her episode, what worked for you in one season will not work in the next season of your business. And even if it does work, it doesn't feel the same. It doesn't feel good. And redefining wealth and this whole idea of chase purpose, not money, has, as much as I have been stretching you, I have been stretched in this. And so one of the things that came out of this in the conversation on the last day, as we were getting ready to part, and I was looking at the calendar for the next couple of weeks, and I'm like, I have all these things that I want to hurry up and go home and start working on, but I also have all these other things that I've committed to, and I'm looking at them and I'm like, is that even what I want to do anymore? Are those even people I want to be around? And no shade, clearly, to any of the wonderful speaking engagements that I have coming up. It's not that. It's just looking at like, wow, I really want to focus on this, but I've booked my calendar up with so many, you know, opportunities for that. And it's like, does that serve me in this season when I truly crave community and want to build something with the people who support me the most, with the people who get my message the most? And I said this line just kind of came out as we were talking. And I told my team, I'm not above backing out. I'm not above backing out. I'm not above sharing with people that my priorities have changed. I'm not above sharing with people that my desires have shifted. I'm not above reneging if it means realigning with what matters to me. I'm not above removing myself from things, as long as there's no material damage to others. You know, I would never want to create a burden or a hardship for anyone else, but I'm not above removing myself from things that no longer move me. I'm not above saying no gracefully, and I can't be above it. I can't, because I will work myself up, trying to show up, doing the most, trying to be the best, and truth be told, in some settings, people won't even fully appreciate it. And they'll give you like an, oh, okay, that's cool, and treat you like a commodity when there are significant things in your life that only you can do. They depend on you. They cherish you. They value you. Like, there are other spaces, sacred spaces, where you are so cherished, but you're busy being a commodity in a space where they can take you or leave you. No. That doesn't feel good to me in this season. I will stop compromising my time, my money, and my peace to be liked. Ooh. I will stop compromising my time, my money, and my peace to be liked. And so the reminder for me is that sometimes you have to say no to others to say yes to yourself. And that really leads me to number three, because saying no to others has not only opened up the space for me to say yes to myself, but it's opened up the space for me to give myself permission to get the true support that I need. Yeah. It's opened up the space for me to give myself permission to get the support that I need. What do I mean by that? Like I said earlier, when we are frazzled and when we create chaos and when we self-sabotage, we throw the people who want to support us into our whole nightmare, into our mess, into our train wreck. We bring them right in. And they want to support us, but then they don't want to go all the way in because we're being raggedy. We're being raggedy, running ourselves all over the place. And in the process, possibly, even if they won't tell you, running them into the ground and wearing them out. And when my team immediately saw me shift, I'm telling you, it was like a shift on a dime. And I started making decisions to cancel things, to step down, to step back, to remove myself. I could also see the immediate desire for them to want to support me even more. They wanted to help me give myself grace, which also supported them in having the space to operate in excellence. Like immediately, they started to handle emails a certain way and respond to people in a certain way so that it wouldn't even impact me, wouldn't bother me, wouldn't even come across my desk, because the reality is I'm in a season where I want to focus on building my community, not being a part of everybody else's stage, summit, platform, everything that everyone else has going on that takes time away from me engaging with the people who support me. So me not being above backing out makes everyone else around me not above leaning in. I'm not sucking them into my self-induced mayhem. Because backing out of some things is just going to free up the time and the headspace for all of us to complete the things that we need to get done in order to meet our number one objective in this season. And that was my big takeaway. Like, that was my big takeaway. And so you heard it here from someone who's a recovering people pleaser and someone who is a perfectionist and someone who truly has a heart to honor their word. But I'm clear that my word needs to be what's in alignment with my spirit, what's in alignment with my goals. If I just throw words out there and then force myself to honor them, then I'm really doing myself a disservice. I'm betraying me for the sake of someone else. And that's not okay. And so that's why I'm not above the back out. Ooh, isn't that so good? I hope this really blessed you. I really believe you should go listen to the entire thing. Again, it's called I'm Not Above Backing Out, and it's from 2018. Now, the beautiful thing for me is that as I'm listening to this and thinking about how far I've come in 5.5 years, how much has been accomplished in the Redefining Wealth community and movement, I'm listening to that episode and I hear myself say, I have a vision for Redefining Wealth Live. That was 2018. The first live podcast taping, which we called Redefining Wealth Live, was in 2019. And then our first 3-day transformational event of the same name last year. And now we're planning for the next one.
there are so many things that I had to release in order to say yes to the vision that God gave me. What vision are you committed to? And what are you needing to back out of in this season so you can see it all the way through? I just reflect on even wanting community so badly for this movement. And now we have the Redefining Wealth app, right? And people are connecting and we're doing fun things like the How to Say No practice session that's coming up on February 22nd in the Institute. Like, to see the manifestation of all the things that God was calling me to, and also to reflect on all the things I had to say no to get here, I wouldn't trade it for a thing. And I want you to be able to look back over your life, look back over a season in particular where you are feeling deeply called to something, and say, you know what? It wasn't easy to say no, but I'm not going to keep compromising. I'm not going to keep compromising my peace, my purpose, my productivity, my profitability to be liked. I'm going to go all in on what I'm being called to do. I hope that this wisdom point was a blessing to you. Definitely come on into the Redefining Wealth app. Let's talk about it. You can find it at redefiningwealth.app or just search for it in your app store on any device. And for the purpose chasers who are already there, thank you guys so much. You are, again, an answered prayer. As you can see, 2018, I was already thinking about you, praying for you, and most importantly, preparing for you. And I'm so excited I have an opportunity to serve you so closely in this season. This has been Wisdom Point with Patrice Washington. We'll see you for a full episode this coming Thursday with my girl, Jamie Kern Lima. You are going to love this episode. Don't miss it.